the latest from podnews.net. The International Podcast Association has released interim results from its podcasters survey, standards and best practice, and a resource directory top what podcasters want, and time management and marketing are what they need help with. The survey will help shape the organization's initial goals. The number of podcasts in the Apple Podcasts directory has broken 750,000 today, report My Podcast Reviews. They note that Apple added 2,200 new podcasts in just one day this week. In related news, there are 2.2 million new books published every year, and the New York Times reports that in the US alone, 487 original TV shows aired in 2017. If you use Audacity and are thinking about updating your Mac to Catalina, do not. There are serious problems with recording, says the makers, and they're asking you to hold off. Also not working, Audio Hijack, a tool many podcasters use. The winners of the 2019 Third Coast competition have been announced. You can listen to all the winning entries on their website. An event you might have missed is the Middle East Podcast Forum in Dubai last week. Ramsey G. Testel was there, though, and posts his thoughts on the state of podcasts in the Middle East and North Africa. We link to that from our show notes and our newsletter today. Edison Research is about to unveil more data, this time a look at podcasting's super listeners. You can join a free webinar on October the 22nd. iHeartMedia are making a series of fiction podcasts with producer Blumhouse as a stepping stone for turning them into TV shows and movies. Vice Media is adding three exclusive podcasts to Spotify. ESPN's new morning podcast has a name. It's ESPN Daily and a host, Mina Kimes. It launches later this month. And Dan Meisner, a man who's done a few live podcasts in his time, shares his biggest tip about them. And in podcasts today, in the latest episode of Beyond Podcasting, Blueberries CTO Angelo Mandato talks with Alan Tepper about the power of WebSub. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.